Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Okay, I'm very excited. Oh, before, big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor. Thank you for your ongoing support. I'm very excited about today's episode, so we're just going to get to it. Sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Neil Berry, and I am the team captain for an Extra Life group up here called the Buffalo Mushrooms, which is a supporter of the Stollery Children's Hospital.
Okay, and so Buffalo Mushrooms, how does, like, where does this name originate from?
It was a simple, you know, make sure of the fact that we live in Wood Buffalo, and the initial logo that we had was the mushroom, the one-up mushroom from Super Mario.
Oh, okay.
So basically all that happened was Super Mario mushroom, sent it in through a design team, and they came up with Buffalo Mushrooms.
Cool.
Because that's just how it goes. We now get a gruffly looking little mushroom guy that's our logo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what are we doing here? How does that link into all of this?
Okay, so 6 years ago, myself and a handful of our friends got together, and we decided to start playing board games on a semi-regular basis.
Okay.
I've always been a video gamer,
right?
But board games is kind of out of my depth,
right?
So, Extra Life, I found out about 6 years ago. We were initially supporting Movember back in the day,
right?
And then we were like, you know what? We need something that isn't covered in town that well.
That's right.
And
so people do cover that one in town.
People cover that one in town pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So we needed something that didn't get a lot of attention, and the Stollery is an easy organization to get behind.
Right.
So basically we found this organization out of Utah that started the whole Extra Life Foundation, or organization.
Okay.
And they basically have the motto of play games, heal kids. And that's essentially what happens is we do fundraisers that people can just come and play, relax. There's no cost to it,
right?
No charge.
Yeah.
Just come out and enjoy yourself. And if people feel like donating to the cause, they're more than welcome to.
Right.
So at the end of the day, we've got over 100 different board games for people to play.
Yeah.
And a bunch of
very
different video
cool
games that we're going to play on Big Game Day coming up on the 19th.
So we are at Avenue Coffee here in Fort McMurray, downtown.
Avenue Eatery and Cafe.
Avenue
she
Eatery and Cafe.
She is adamant.
Okay.
That, yeah.
New name change.
New name change. New
okay.
name change.
Avenue Eatery
the food
and
is
Cafe.
Next level here now.
It really
so,
is. Like,
so
I've had the breakfast here a number of times. Same with, I had some avocado toast.
Yes.
And sausages.
Yes.
Like, unbelievable.
It's good. It's good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So this is where you guys are having the tournament, but you guys are here regularly playing games as well. How does that all work?
So every Saturday, we set it up so that anybody can show up and play. It's 7 till close. So typically 7 on a Saturday until 12 o'clock-ish, 7 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. So people can just show up and play. And you can come and play board games anytime.
Yeah, the board games are here all the time.
All the time, people can just use them.
And every time I come here, because I like to have, like, business meetings where I think it's
somebody's
better than
something
in an office.
Yes,
know?
Absolutely.
So I try to meet people outside of the office environment. But every time I come here and bring somebody new there, it's like, hey, what are those games about?
Yeah.
Like, it's an eye catcher.
Yeah.
And what I find really interesting about it, too, is I think most people grew up playing some kind of board game. May it be Ticket to Ride, Catan, or like we had Battleship here a second ago.
Agreed.
Like, somebody then cues a memory, and like, oh, I remember I used to play board games. And you see the smile on their face instantly.
I agree.
So,
I agree. Well,
now,
like you had mentioned earlier, the whole situation with, you know, keeping the lines of communication open, figuring out ways to do that during COVID, was a huge deal.
Yeah.
Right? Keeping that interaction happening. And after everything happened with COVID, I was like, we need to start something
so
we can get out of the houses.
That's right.
You know, spend some time with each other.
Because we talked a little bit, well, I heard you talking to Tanner a little bit about before we started to film. There's so many of these games going online now, which is fantastic. Like I was telling you, I'm addicted to Catan and Ticket to Ride. I no word of lie on my phone, play each one of them a minimum of 4 times a day. I'm just like burning through
it. Yep.
But there's a difference in, and I love it, and thank goodness for the online version. But when you actually are playing it with somebody in person, it is completely different.
Couldn't agree with you more.
And so I love that they were online, because during COVID we used to have game parties where I'd call my in-laws or friends. Sure. We'd get on our online versions, link up, and then put everybody on speakerphone. So we were able to stay connected and play. But then as soon as we could get back to doing face-to-face again, we're just like...
Our problem is a lot of us don't know how to play in like 90% of these games.
Okay.
You have 100 games... Oh, no. I'm going to turn
that off. That's all right. No. Listen, you are not the first or last person.
No, I specifically made it a point. It was like, I'm just going to turn my phone off.
That's hilarious.
Hold on 1 second.
We've had people pick up the phone on the call.
No, I'm going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it.
You can do it.
I'm going to call
you
back.
I've done it. Everybody, like,
hold on.
For the hardcores at home.
Gus, I love you. I got to go. I'll call you back in a few minutes. Yeah. yeah, you. I'll talk to you in a bit, man. Take care.
There you go.
See you, bye. That's awesome. That's, I don't know, you probably know him from around town, Gus Montero. He owns Citywide Electric.
Okay.
Yeah, super, super classy dude.
Yeah.
Awesome guy.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's part of the show.
Are you leaving?
People waving. We're filming an episode right now, just so you know. Do you have time to film after we're done this one?
We're going to say, hey, we're doing
a podcast. It's not scary. Yeah. It's a conversation.
Okay. That's right.
No, pretend this isn't here.
That's right.
Just have a conversation.
This is the episode right now with us talking to you. So, anyways, come back later on. You're not mic'd up, but come back after we're done filming.
Very discreetly laid mic right here.
What are you going to ask me?
I'll tell you when we start filming.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah, board games in person versus online, completely different. Both are good, but there's something about the online version.
So the opposite for me and my friends. We don't know the games that well. That's the reason I say it. Like, we got 100 board games. How do you get through all of them? You can't have possibly, and maybe people have.
Yeah.
Myself, I don't have time to play 100 different board games.
Right.
It's nice for me to have a variety here.
Yeah.
Even with games like this, I've only played this maybe 5 or 6 times in my life.
Right.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. And I enjoy it, but it's one of those things when you have so much variety.
Right,
it's I'm trying to learn my way around things.
Okay,
and the thing that myself and my friends do, we do the opposite. We try and find an online version after we've played something.
That's right.
So that we can get a little bit better at
it. That's right.
And we have some friends that are exceptionally good at board games.
Yeah.
Which makes it super frustrating because we got to study up.
Right.
To have fun.
Right. That's it.
super frustrating.
Well, what happened? Like I've liked Catan for years now, but what ended up happening was I went over to my friend's house one day, and they had the expansion pack with the barbarians that would come in.
Yes, yep.
And they said, Elliot, like, you know how to play? I was like, well, I don't know how to play this version, but I know how to play, like, Catan in general. And these are friends of mine who are, like, buddies from childhood, but these guys only drink. So the fact that they were, like, calling to play a board game to me, because I have board game friends and I have drinking friends.
Yep, exactly.
And so, like, I was like, yeah, and so they know I mess around with board games, so they don't know like that I really like mess around with board games.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we play one game and I lose because I'm trying to figure it out. And then they're like, how do you feel about putting some money on this? And I just big perk on my face because I was like, oh, this is, I know how to do this.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, hey, let's put some money on this. And I can confidently say I've won at least $1,000 off my friends. Playing Catan. So,
unbelievable. This is not
this
Elliot's
is not.
Personal version of Catan from home.
No, this is not. But I need to buy this one. Like, this is, like you
so
said.
I didn't even know this existed. At Tactical in town.
So,
and Travis is fantastic to deal with. Super, super easy.
So I'm hoping Tanner sets up the camera, so I don't know what you guys are seeing, but this is like a 3D model of Catan with like the mountains, and like the most exciting pieces to me are the roads. Like, this is unbelievable.
It is next
exciting.
Level. It really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
So, but no, board games are great. And even I have a little boy, Keegan, and we just, what I found is we had all these like children games, like they have children adaptations of board games, but they just didn't hit.
This is the easiest one that I've ever had to kind of get people together just to introduce them to the fact that it's even a board game cafe.
Right, right.
Super, super simple, and literally all it is a matching game.
Right.
Every one of these cards matches up
like
at some
memory?
Point. Nope, you just flip it over, you go take one,
okay.
Flip it towards the other person.
Okay.
Super simple. Flip yours over.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah. Oh, just one.
And go like this, right here.
Okay.
There's always something that matches on both. Whoever calls it out first takes both of them.
Oh.
There's always something that matches. Come on,
very
representing
cool.
Canada. Let's go.
Did you see it? I was like, where is it? Okay, let's do it again. Okay. So flip this one.
Flip towards the other person, and there's always something that matches.
The apple.
There you go.
Okay, so for you people at home, just so you know, looks like that. And I found the apple. On that one, he found the Canadian flag on the other one. So, but yeah, what I recently brought out for him was Monopoly. Like a classic, like, let's learn how to do this.
A classic ruiner of homes.
That's right. Yeah. And there was already a little bit of, like, tears.
Yep.
On my end, though, because I couldn't believe it, he, like, legitimately beat me.
Huh.
And I was just like, what?
I think it's essential in everybody's, you know, gaming history to play Monopoly.
Yeah.
We currently don't even have Monopoly here.
No, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. Exactly. And the majority of people agree. There's a guy that likes to bring a Monopoly, but it's a different type of one of the updated versions.
Right.
It's a little less emotional. Yeah. So it's
Monopoly, and then there's another one that like I grew up playing.
Yep.
And I played it through like when I was a kid, and I played it all the way up to college. But me and my friends have retired it.
Mm-hmm.
Is Risk.
Also the same situation.
Risk ruins friendships. It's the funnest game. I love it so much, but it's one of those things like I don't like playing it with good friends, and I don't like playing it with strangers because like me personally, and I think most people who watch this show, I'm a friendly guy. I like to chat. I like to make people feel good. Like I'm all about positivity. But when it comes to board games, I play to win.
We said this earlier. Yeah. I 100% have learned a lot about my friends and myself and how I interact in board games now.
Yeah.
I am much more emotional about this stuff than I thought I ever would
That's
be.
Right. I play to win. And so it's one of those things where I'm like, I can be your best friend.
Yeah.
But like when we're playing, I'm like, I'm here to win. And that's another thing, which I love playing with, like I was saying, with my drinking friends. They like to drink when they play games. They're like, Elliot, have a drink. I'm like, you must be out of your mind.
Yep, I know.
I have to
have a clear head, period.
I didn't come here to drink.
Yep.
I came here to win this game. And even if it's like, because 99% of the time there's no actual stakes, no money.
Right.
It's just bragging rights.
Right.
But I want to win equally as bad. I just, like, the money is whatever.
Agreed.
I want the title of the belt of the win.
Yeah.
So, out of all these games, like I've said, my top two, 100%, Catan is number one, Ticket to Ride for me is number two. What would you say is your top board game?
We talked about it before. It all depends on the crew you're playing with, right? This here is probably one of the easiest to get into.
Right.
Most enjoyable, because there's no real competition.
Right.
Yes, you win, but at the end of the day, it's... You have shapes that show up. You have to follow the shapes that actually show up on the cards. And then you have to construct something out of those shapes.
Yeah.
And then other people have to guess what it
what
is.
What it is. Oh,
so
neat.
It's like, it's just a fun game.
Neat.
It's easy for people to get into.
Yeah.
There's, again, what we talked about earlier was, there's certain games that you can like just jump right into.
Mm.
You can do with a little bit of learning. Jump right into.
Yeah.
A little bit of learning. Jump right into.
Yeah.
This is going to take a little bit of training.
That's right.
This is going to take a little bit of training.
Right.
So
right.
like, after I learned this game,
this
game is by far my favorite right now.
Yeah.
And there's actually a gentleman that is on our team that moved out of town.
Okay.
And he's wanted this game for a while, and he actually won it at Tabletop Appreciation. So he gets that when he gets up here. So
that's nice.
That's another thing that we do. There's always, you know, some sort of prize draws.
Yeah.
And then when the big game day comes up,
that's
we've got tons of like little trinkets and prizes and gift cards and stuff.
Right.
There's lots and lots of stuff for people to get out
of this. That's great too, because these things aren't cheap. When you start playing board games and you start to like, it's called collecting for a reason.
Like I said, support local. I went and I picked this up from a local guy in town, and he's fantastic to deal with, right?
When you were growing up as a kid, what were your top three board games? But you said you're a video game guy.
We were poor as dirt too.
Okay.
Right. I want to say my top game when I was a kid,
yeah,
and it was the first game I bought here, actually,
okay,
was Crib. My dad taught me how to play Crib when
okay.
I was like five.
Okay, Crib.
So played Cribbage.
Nice.
We played Monopoly, but it did not go far.
No.
Stock Ticker was another one. It was, right? It's one of those nostalgic games
yes.
that not a lot of people even pay attention to anymore.
Yeah, I don't think
you can even get it. It's very difficult to
right,
find.
Right.
I've done some searching. It's possible, but I'm not jumping on that train yet.
Right.
And Risk was the other one that we played as kids. That was
nice.
My like mid to late teens before I moved away from
home.
Right?
One that we still play to this day, which it's crazy to me, but is Connect Four.
I purchased the nice Connect Four
Connect
here.
Four,
it's one of the ones that gets used the most here.
Oh, no doubt. Because it's quick, it's easy, it's a little bit more challenging than like tic-tac-toes, but my mother, big shout out to Pamela Pierre, she really believed in us children sitting down and playing board games.
Super important.
She
Absolutely.
Was like a big advocate of going outside and playing sports.
Yep.
But on a rainy day or if it was like too cold, she would be like, okay, well, we're playing games today.
Yeah.
And we're like, what kind of games are we playing today? And it was anything from cards to my parents, our South American, they love dominoes. Rummy Q and all these other games.
Yeah.
But she was an adamant...
South American where?
Guyana.
Cool.
Canada, South America, yeah.
Super cool.
So they were, she really enforced that in us, but mainly for the communication component of like the kids sitting down and like learning each other and how to play together. But then she was horrified every time we played Monopoly because like the kids' true behaviors came out and she's just like, I don't like seeing you guys play this game.
Yeah, I won't even talk about my childhood experiences with Monopoly because I have a friend, we won't play Monopoly with each other anymore and I won't play Risk with him anymore. And it's funny when you know your friends well enough after a long period of time where you're do you not see what he's doing?
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And vice versa. He sees what I'm doing and he tries to manipulate around that.
Yeah,
so it's an incredibly... Manipulation's a bad word.
No, it's not. That's exactly... No, it's not. I'm a big manipulator. Yeah. Some people say use a different word, like you influence or you like you convince. I'm like, no. I know what I'm doing.
Okay, cool. Yeah. If you're purposefully doing that 100%, it's malicious in intent at that
that's
point.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
But yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's
a few years ago, my sister was getting married and the Monopoly board came out and my mom... saw us bring out the Monopoly board and she's like, ah, this is so nice, you guys still play games together? And I looked at my brother and I was like, I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think we should do this, Alistair.
Yeah.
And
Alistair,
like,
what an old-timey name. Yeah. I love it, Alistair.
I was like, ah, Alistair, I don't think we should do this. And he's like, no, we're doing it. And me and him have a lot of animosity for when it comes to Monopoly.
Yep.
And we started to play, and my mom disappeared. She came back like 4 hours later.
Except 4 hours to play Monopoly. No, thank you.
Yeah.
This here, you'll sit down for two or three, maybe four, depending on how fast the rounds go.
Yeah.
But it's vastly superior.
Okay.
It is
I gotta try that one. You piqued my curiosity.
If you
with that
can
one.
Come out some Saturday night, make some time.
It happen.
And come out and play this with us, I'd be more than happy to host.
So
you can download it online to learn a little bit too.
I will.
Yeah.
You.
I'm sorry, man.
You're talking to an addict here when it comes to board games. You've caused a problem.
That's the worst thing.
When my mom came back 4 hours later, and she was horrified to see how we were behaving and talking to one another, and so she like pulled my sister aside. She's like, "I don't know how you're going to do this, but you need to end this game now because I don't like where it's going."
That's hilarious.
And we ended the game, and we all left on good terms. The wedding was not ruined, but.
That you know of.
Like certain games, certain games you just shouldn't play with certain people.
I agree.
And like Monopoly, another one that he brought out, this is like during COVID, it's called Cheat Monopoly.
Okay.
So, I excel at it. but it's just like Monopoly on hurt feelings times 10 because the whole game is to cheat. And so,
that's hilarious.
Board games with friends, family, like you gotta pick.
Yep.
You gotta 100%. Pick who you're
playing. I straight up did a whole Vin Diesel family rendition while playing a game recently because I was over minding my own business in one side and somebody came over and did something
going.
To me.
I'm just going to double check how much time we got. Keep going.
Yeah,
somebody
no
came and checked. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody came and just like he came over and did something to me.
Yeah.
And I lost my mind. I went like full Vin Diesel losing it on, you know, Paul Walker and Fast and the Furious 1.
Yeah.
I like lost my mind on him and it was hilarious because some of my friends, there was one guy sitting next to me and he was like, oh my God, is he serious? and then the other guy was like, okay, And then I had another guy sitting next to him just laughing the whole time because it's like it was, I have this sense of humor that sometimes I'll go so far over the top. I'm like, nobody can possibly think I'm serious.
That's right. That's right.
But then it comes off as angry.
That's right.
And that's how you lose friends. So don't
do it.
That's
right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, Monopoly and Risk. There's a show I'm going to send to you. It's an old school cartoon that came out in the early 2000s called Undergrad.
Right.
And so the show is based on these four high school friends who move to college.
Right.
But they're all very different.
Right.
There's one character, Nitz, who's trying to like recreate himself. Mm-hmm. There's Gimpy. He's a super nerd. He goes to like a tech school. You have Rocco, who's a drunk.
Okay.
And then you have Kyle.
I did not think this is where this conversation was going.
Then you have Kyle, who is just like a ditzy kind of like hippie kind of character.
Right.
But anyways, they all get together to play a childhood game, and it's called Risk. And in this episode, these old friends play this game, and just mayhem ensues because they know each other and they know what buttons to push. But what's cool about it is although everybody gets angry and they... I'm not going to ruin who wins, but...
At the end of it, Elliot wins.
Yeah, I always win.
Always.
They sit outside at the end of it, and although they hate each other, they're just like, see you next week?
Exactly.
And it's just like, you know what? See you next week. And so, yeah. It's like, although these games can get competitive, they do bring you together.
Right.
And it's not like a real fight. Like, you can walk away from it and be like, that guy's a jerk. But you recognize it's within the confines of the game.
As long as you can separate that, you will continue to have a good time. As soon as you take things personally, you're not going to enjoy yourself.
There's another, like there's a show I watch. It's my favorite show. It's called The Challenge, MTV Challenge.
Okay.
And it's just like a board game in real life. It's like the beginning of Survivor, before Survivor is a thing. It's, anyways, but a lot of it is these challenges, and they say that as well. Like, there's friends that go on, and when you come, you're like, I need to separate my friendship from the game, the challenge that's going on. And it's the same thing with this.
There's a game called Jungle Speed that we played here a while ago.
Okay.
Everybody has to stand around a table.
Yeah.
You have to do some basic matching things, and there's a totem in the middle that you have to grab when things match.
Yeah, yeah.
It can get out of hand.
Yeah.
Like, there was two of us rolling around on the floor in the middle of a coffee shop.
Right.
Right?
Right.
After, you know, one of us went for it.
Yeah.
And another person grabbed it a little harder.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And all of a
yeah.
sudden, there's bodies being thrown around.
That's right.
So, it's a good time.
Yeah.
But, again, separating that friends.
Yeah.
And board game mentality is a little bit difficult.
I don't know what this game is called. There's something burrito. Hot burrito or throw the burrito?
Throw burrito.
Yeah, throw burrito.
Oh, my God. I have so many good videos of that. It's hilarious.
We got that for my son for Christmas a few years ago.
That is adorable.
Yeah.
Those things are so cute. You don't want to throw them. And when you get hit by them, it's priceless.
That's right. Yeah. That one, another one that he's really into is Exploding Kittens.
Yeah, same company.
Yeah, same company.
Same company that makes them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a bunch of them. Bears versus Babies and a handful of other ones, but...
Yeah, unicorn game that they have as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good setup. Yeah.
It's
sure.
a good, like, I don't know, it's, I find in today's, I don't know, tech world when you're on your phone, playing these board games is crucial in regards to, it totally makes you forget about television, your iPad, your telephone, and you're doing something that's tactile, which you don't get enough of anymore.
Yeah,
so
I couldn't agree more.
So you guys do this every Saturday, huh?
Every Saturday, 7 till 12. And then the big game day that happens every year, it's typically earlier in November, but it always seems to land on daylight savings time.
Okay.
And one of our original team members from 6 years ago, so like originally it started out of my apartment, and there was 25 people in and out of my apartment.
Yeah.
A one-bedroom apartment for 24 hours, 25 hours.
Wow.
So I thought I had to sit down and play video games. It was World War II, I think it was, for Call of Duty that came out. And I'm like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to play this for 24 hours straight.
Wow.
I got 20 hours in. I thought my eyes were going to bleed. And I sat down and played. I think it was Rocket League for the last minute. And then I realized I didn't need to sit down and play the same game for 24 hours.
Oh,
so the next year, we expanded.
Mixed it up.
And, did a few things.
It was
a good time. But that was the first year we hosted at the original Avenue cafe.
Yeah, right.
And now that it's rebranded and stuff, we've got a really good relationship with Sarah.
Okay.
She's set up things to make it really, really easy for us to be able to host this stuff. And she's like a staunch supporter of making sure that the distillery gets what they need.
We're going to take a quick break. Cool. Carrie, let's hear what you have to say from Patchouli Rose.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue, and come check out all the other local vendors.
And we're back. Thank you very much, Carrie. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Now let's switch gears from board games into video games. Now, wait, Tanner, what are we looking at for your time?
Yeah, I got to ruin your mojo here. We're at 25 minutes.
Okay.
Is that bad?
Let's stop that and then just refill. Working again?
Cool.
Sorry about that. Battery life, had to restart it. Episodes are only supposed to be 20 minutes, but sometimes...
But you guys can do editing.
We break, right? But we don't do any editing.
You don't do any editing?
No.
I could have taken a few minutes to warm up first.
Yeah,
now I'm loosened up.
We do no editing. So, okay, video games. What video games do you play? Video games are a problem.
Okay. I actually haven't had as much time to play video games as I would like.
Okay.
My brother bought our first system.
What was it?
It was PlayStation 1 was our first system.
Okay.
Right? That was purchased by my brother.
Okay.
He was the one that was into video games. I didn't get into video games until like my mid-20s.
Oh, wonderful.
Right?
Okay.
So my family just randomly out of nowhere said, hey, come on downstairs. And again, like I mentioned before, we did not have money when we were younger.
Right.
And they still don't have money. But I came downstairs and there was this like single box in the middle of the coffee table. And they all came down and was like, what's this? We had no idea that our parents were considering purchasing something like this for us.
Right.
And they gave us a Nintendo, original Nintendo system.
Okay.
So original NES. Our time limit was 5 minutes.
Was it original
each.
Nintendo or Super Nintendo?
Original Nintendo.
Nintendo, okay.
Original Nintendo.
Okay.
Right? So, I mean, like, I've watched the conversions. It's, like, equivalent to, like, $700 in this day and age.
Dude.
Right? According to inflation. That's a huge deal,
investment.
Right? Nobody had a clue with it. Like, you look back and you're like, oh, it was only $250 when it came out or $300 when it came out. Inflation adjusted, you're talking, like, that's a substantial investment for a couple of parents to throw at their kids.
That's right.
We came down and we were allowed 5 minutes each, and we had no idea how it was possible to get through the first level in 5 minutes.
Mario?
The original Mario.
Okay.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, this was all as nostalgic as it can get.
Right.
So, my brother got into it. He was hardcore into it for ages, and I didn't get into playing too many video games until I moved to Alberta.
Okay.
With my friends. Moved in, we played some Call of Duty, had a good time with it, and I was the typical camper where I was staying in a corner, and my kill death ratio was super high, and I'd be like, yep, took this guy out, I would hide in a corner. You know, I was a hardcore camper when I first started. I was hardcore. Yeah. So from the PlayStation 3 system all the way up to my PS5 now, I'm not proud of this, but I've purchased every single Call of Duty since.
Once you're
into it, you're into it. 100%. But I have to say, my favorite right now has been Zero Dawn Horizon.
Okay.
Hands down, my favorite game, just based on the story alone.
Right.
If you play it, if you get the opportunity.
I will never, but anyways.
Why never? Listen, if you show up on the 19th...
This is a bingo moment here. Okay, so we say bingo because there's certain stories that get told a lot on the show.
Okay.
This is one of them. So, like I said earlier, I'm going under how many times I play these two games a day. When I say I play four times each, I play way more.
Cool. All right.
So... I grew up playing video games. I love video games. And there was a point in my life when I was around 25, 26, where a video game came out.
Okay.
It was called Grand Theft Auto. And so I played Grand Theft Auto since it was like the bird's eye view.
I couldn't.
Oh.
I couldn't do it.
My friend gave me the new one.
Yep.
I forget which one it was.
Five.
Yeah.
And
it's been out for ages.
That's always the new one.
Yeah, no, right? Same thing with Call of Duty. It's a recycled version.
And I put it in, and my wife left me at around 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And she said, hey, I'm going out with my
friends. You shouldn't
leave
that story with that.
Yeah, no.
Okay,
she didn't
sorry.
Leave she came back.
Yeah, okay.
And she went out. And it was a beautiful sunny day. My house has a huge window like these.
Right.
And I just started playing Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came home. And she looked at me and she's just like, what are you doing? And I was like, hey, welcome back. That was fast. And she's just like, what are you talking about? And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, have you eaten anything yet? And I was like, of course not. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, have you moved? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, look out the window. And I looked out the window and it was pitch black. And this is summer Fort McMurray.
Right.
Like, I was like, what time is it? And she's just like, it's well past 12 o'clock. I'm like, oh my Lord. Like, time just erased. And so at that moment, I had to decide. There's a few things in this life I like. I like good physical health. So, like, I like to work out. I like to run. I was freshly married, and I was like, hey, I want to make this relationship work.
Right.
And I was just like, and I like video games, but I can't do all three of these. I got to drop one of these things. Video games have become so immersive and so time-consuming now that, like, I literally can't. And this guy... He saw it.
What's BeamNG?
Oh, we'll talk about it after the show because we can't hear Tanner.
Okay,
but
cool.
I've told Tanner, I've told the story like why I shouldn't be playing video games.
Right.
And then Tanner put one on and then he saw like I sat down, I
you
played
just
for a
zoned
bit,
out,
and then I was
done
like,
nope.
Oh no. And he's just like, dude, you almost went into like a dangerous rabbit hole there. I was like, dude. Like, video games for me, like, I love them. I grew up, I had, my dad loves technology and new things, so another bingo moment. When we rented, because you used to rent video games.
I remember.
So we rented the original Nintendo.
Yep.
And we were playing, and my dad came
Nintendo
home.
Or Super Nintendo?
Nintendo.
Okay,
and
cool.
We're playing Duck Hunt.
Love it.
My dad comes into the basement after a day of work, and he's like, what the hell is this? And we're like, Dad, it's Nintendo. He's like, give me the gun. So he came home on a Wednesday. This is a Wednesday. And on a Friday, he comes home, and it was the middle of the summer. And he's like, pack up the car, we're going to Edmonton. Like, that was unexpected. Yeah, we're going to go visit your cousins. So we say, okay. So we drive into Edmonton. And before we get in there, he's like, hey, we need to go to London Drugs in the West End. And we're like, Dad, why we got to go to London Drugs? Like, no, let's just go to it. We're excited to see our cousins. He's like, just... We're going to London
Trust
Drugs,
me.
And yeah, I don't want to hear anything about it. And then we're like, okay, well, when Dad is, like, serious,
yeah, of course.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, can we wait in the car? He's like, no, you can't wait in the car. Come on. So that's me, my two siblings, my mom, we all walk into London Drugs. And he goes to the counter where the technology counter is, electronics. He's like, hi, I'm Gregory Pierre. And I'm like, oh, hi, we've been waiting for you. And then we're
oh,
like,
that's hilarious.
What's happening here? And so the guy goes, and he brings out the Nintendo. And then not just like with the Nintendo, it was the Nintendo with the orange gun.
Yes.
Not the gray one. We're like, and then we're like, Dad, did we literally just drive to Edmonton to pick up a Nintendo?
That's
and he's
awesome,
just like,
dude.
Yeah, we did.
That's
yeah, we
hilarious,
did.
Man.
And so we took to my cousin's house. We played Nintendo. And then from that moment on, it was like Nintendo, Super Nintendo. And it,
that's the thing, though. Like you said, the nostalgia associated with your first time getting a system like that. Like, you can't. You can't fake that.
No.
That's like literally
That's right.
like as pure of an excitement as you can get as a kid.
And so with my kid, because I do not want and we don't have like a new, we have Wii, but we don't have a new, I will not get a new
like
gaming system.
I like Wii's. Yeah. They're fantastic.
Good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He has a Switch.
But, well, oh, so he does, but I don't. Yeah. So,
okay.
But what we have in my garage, I have an old school big screen TV, like, you know, the ones that like.
Yeah, the massive like, chunks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one of those, and the reason I have that is because in the back I have a Super Nintendo and a Nintendo 64 plugged into that bad boy, because they don't go into flat screens. And
they,
so,
they do. There is have, a, there's a connector called an Eon.
Okay.
Right? You can order that up. I ordered Mania down in the States, I believe. And it's about $150, but you can literally enhance the video slightly.
Okay.
On original 64 and an original GameCube.
Oh, okay.
So you can play it on flat screens.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we're in the garage though playing this, and like we're playing Bomberman and Royal Rumble and like the Marios that like are so, he's only 8. He's like, how do you finish this game? And then he's like, Dad, I can't. And he passes me the control and like boom, 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 boom. He's like, what? And like, literally, kid, we're talking hours of investment.
Exactly.
Like this.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not good at this just because.
Your kid does other things.
That's right. I'm just like, well, you need to recognize, like, if I wasn't playing sports or doing stuff outside, I was in front of a TV with my brother Alistair, just like doing this for hours.
Yeah.
Like, calluses are still on.
Exactly.
The hand for this. Anyways, listen, we're going too long. We got to end this, but we need burger. Or back fries?
Or
what?
Two-parter?
Two-parter.
Easy two-part.
Okay. But great. This is what we talked about. This is going to be our first bag fries.
Yeah, if you want it to be.
Bag fries? Yeah.
Okay, listen. If you want to see the continuation of this conversation, switch over to bag fries. Yeah? Okay?
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Really?